Hello and welcome to our first in a series of local author interviews at the Lansdowne Public Library. Our library provides a venue where aspiring writers and authors can get inspiration, access to helpful books and technology, and even meet others interested in books and writing at our monthly book clubs and writers groups. The Lansdowne community boasts several talented writers and published authors, each with a unique story to tell. We hope to bring you access to these people and their stories. Listen, learn, and get inspired. For more information about the Lansdowne Public Library, our collection, events, and more, visit our website or stop on in. Now, here's the first mini podcast. Hello, we're here from the Lansdowne Public Library. I'm Amy Moskowitz, the library director, and I'm here today with Gregory Walden. And Gregory's going to tell us a little bit about a book that he wrote and the process in which he used to write it. So, Mr. Walden, can you tell us about yourself?
I'm just a native from Philadelphia. I grew up born and raised in North Philadelphia and had some good times and met some interesting people coming up, and they sort of like guided my lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, and you're a writer?
Yes, I guess you could say that. This is my first book. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a writer now since I'm published.
Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, the title is Gangster Chronicles. The reason why I say that story is because if anybody grew up at that time, they knew that at that time, you know, it was a lot of organized crime. And it was a lot of, well, I'll say this, it was a different time than now. And I felt compelled to write it because I think it would have been forgotten for our times.
What I find so interesting is that you wrote it at the Lansdowne Public Library using our public computers. How long did that take you?
Off and on, I've been dealing with Delaware County Library for almost 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it's back and forth. Before my wife passed, rest her soul, we should come here on our spare time, you know. And I just used the library because it was, you know, efficient.
Yeah. What else can you tell us about the process of writing your book at the library?
Well, the process was pretty good because, you know, of course, you know, it's free. Mm-hmm. You know, the library do provide good services for somebody that's trying to write a book or anything dealing with literature.
Right.
You know, the library is an excellent place to come. So I prefer writing here than writing at home.
Why do you think that public libraries like the Lansdowne Library are so important? I know you kind of touched on that a little bit.
Well, the main thing about library is actually informative. I've came here and learned so much. I mean, when I began writing, I had no clue, you know, how to go, and I was guided by the people at the library.
Really?
Yeah, in every aspect of my book, my writing.
How?
Well, I was introduced to different books like Writer's Market. Mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar with.
That's a helpful resource.
Yeah, Screenwriting Guide by Sid Fields. You know, the lady that I first met at the library, she guided me to that, and that's what began my
Your journey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great. Is there anything else that you want to tell us and tell our listeners today?
Well, the important thing is about my book, and the reason why I wrote it was to address the times of the day, you know.
Yeah.
And try to get the kids to get a different perspective of the way we were.
Right.
Opposed to what they think we were.
Right. And you're talking about the 70s?
Yeah, the 70s and the 60s. It was different times, you know, because I was a kid during those times,
yeah.
Just like these kids are kids now. And the generations have changed, but, you know, when you come from the street, it's too much doesn't change about that, but there's a lot that have changed about the streets now from when I was growing up. So I compelled to address it, you know, from my viewpoint of what I've seen.
Interesting. And you wrote your book under an alias, right? What's the author's name on the...
Kareem is an Islamic name that I was given years ago. That I generally go by. Really, a lot of people know me by that name.
So if we were to search for your book on Amazon.com, it would be under Kareem.
Right, it wouldn't be under my name. It would be under Kareem, yes. And they, you know, at the time I wrote it, well, at the time I got published, they was telling me that, you know, I needed to use a name that was fictitious to my real name.
Okay.
So that's why I did it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, the book is Gangster Chronicles by Kareem, and it's available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
And Kindle.
Oh, so many different ways to access it. Thank you again, and thank you so much for using our public libraries.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure having you today.
Thank you.